Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why we're so smart. Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. One of the things that we also know about well-being and the workplace is that people who find meaning in their work are happier overall in their lives than people who don't. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head, made possible in part by Lakeway Regional Medical Center, providing comprehensive care for brain and spine conditions. Today, how to take a new approach to the work week for a happier life.
There's been a whole discussion about, can you turn your work life into a calling? And I think we've talked about this before, but you know, this idea is that if you can connect the work that you're doing to something bigger than yourself, then you feel better about the workday and you feel better about the work that you're doing. And this can be done for any kind of job. I mean, it's you know, on the one hand, yes, it's absolutely true that we are very privileged in the kinds of jobs that we have, but we are privileged in part because we love the jobs that we have.
Right.
Not just the what's required of them. You know, and there is the apocryphal story of John F. Kennedy going to NASA soon after it was formed and bumping into one of the maintenance guys. And that can't have been a pleasant job in its details, but he walked up to him and said, "What do you do?" And he said, "I'm sending a man to the moon."
Yeah.
Right. And I think that to the extent that you believe that you are part of something bigger than yourself, then your work has more value. Mm-hmm. And now you look forward to getting back to it, whatever the hours are. And so if you're on a traditional 9 to 5, Monday to Friday schedule, Sunday night is actually, that's an exciting time. You can actually plan for, here are some of the cool things that are going to happen when I get to work on Monday.
Yeah, we could preface this whole show with, well, easy for you to say. I mean, because we are all very privileged people who have lots of flexibility in our schedules, who can do all kinds of things. And this is not to dismiss the fact that there are many people whose work days are onerous for lots of reasons, some physical, some emotional. This isn't to say that just, you know, be happy and everything's going to be fine. But there is something about thinking about the possibilities that you can do that will make whatever experiences you go through more pleasurable.
I think that individuals have a responsibility to really try to direct their own lives. We each as individuals have an opportunity to decide how we want to orient ourselves to the situation that we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. Even in situations in which we have very little choice, right? So it's easy to say to somebody, oh, you don't like your job, find another one.
Yeah.
Well, that's not always so easy to do. Some people have that opportunity, others don't. Nonetheless, even if you find yourself with very little choice about what job you have, you can still create your own attitude towards how you're going to think about the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
And I say that because, you know, it would be nice if there were an ethical imperative on the employer side to create a workplace that is harmonious and that creates a spirit that people are working on something bigger than themselves. But there are lots of masters driving businesses.
Yeah.
And some of those, and you see this in the nature of different kinds of companies. Some companies want to be the sort of place that people want to work. Some of them are focused on the bottom line. I want to do as much as possible, as cheaply as possible. Mm-hmm. Some of them want to really push people to their limits in order to see what those limits are. And one can make an argument for trying those things. There isn't necessarily a single path to success. And so, you know, it's hard to tell an employer, this is the way you've got to do it.
Yeah, right. A lot of this is driven by what the company's incentives are and what the people who run the company incentives are.
Yeah. I don't know.
But getting back to the weekday thing a little bit, I think there should be a little takeaway about this, about, you know, when people think about, okay, so what? Well, a lot of it, I think, and Art has mentioned this a few minutes ago, is what can you do yourself to make things happier and make the things that now seem pretty onerous and miserable less onerous and miserable. And one of the things that we are talking about is sort of evening out your schedule, even when it's on the weekend, right? And the other one is recognizing the power you have to define what the day is going to be like. If you go into Monday knowing, oh, it's Monday, and you rehearse that verbally, and you say a lot of things about Monday and how Monday, it's going to be worse, you know? And if Friday, you decide instead of thinking about it's Friday and why should I get anything, then I'm just going to play Tetris until the bell rings, you think, well, you know, I'm going to set a goal that I get done before I go home this afternoon. Well, now Friday becomes a different kind of day, not because anybody else did anything, but because you actually redefined it for yourself. And that's a capacity that many people have. Not everyone, but many people have that, and they don't avail themselves of that.
Yeah, there was a pretty noxious beer for a while. I think it was a beer that had an advertising tagline that said, put a little weekend in your week. And let's leave the beer aside. But I think the sentiment actually has something going for it. Because
it
you
does.
Can ask yourself, what is it about the weekend for a given person who's really thinking that way? What is it about the weekend that makes them so excited to get there? And why not do that on a Tuesday afternoon? I mean, I think part of the problem with the routines that we get ourselves in is that we lock ourselves into a routine that pushes aside some of the little joyous things that we could do.
Yeah.
And, you know, why wait until Sunday to read the comics or do the crossword puzzle or whatever it is that you enjoy? You know, take 15 minutes and sit and do something really enjoyable on a Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
The weekend is a chance to take a break from the stresses of life. But, you know, we can do that in little bits all the time.
Next week, Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke talk about why we use stories to understand our lives. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.